Thing of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Thing of Cardiff.
I got the receiving the letter with the reservation code.
Okay.
And about up to $250,000working capital.
Sure. What's the reservation code?
The reservation code is 2411-4301. 0012-7266.
Okay, let's take a look. And is this Fernando?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 3981 the best number to call back? Call you back on?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me one second. I'm just pulling up everything here. Okay, and then what's the company name?
My company name.
Mm-hmm.
The Freedom Transportation LLC.
Freedom Transportation? Okay.
Yeah, LLC.
Okay. All right, let me just put that down here. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a few pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. How long have you been in business for?
I'm doing it in 5 years now.
5 years. Okay, nice. Yeah. And is your billing address 2681 South Yukon Street, apartment C204?
Yeah, actually, that's the old one. We just moved into the new house yesterday.
Oh, okay, nice. What's the new address?
The new address is going to be 5020.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wet Finland code. It's a F, E like an elephant, N L A N D code, C O U R T. And the same as my city, West Valley City, Utah, and zip code 84120.
Okay, perfect.
Come on. Your name today?
All right, and then are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
And what purpose are you guys going to give them these loans, pretty much?
Sorry, what was that?
What's the, what kind of the categories I can apply for this loan? What kind of, you know? This is
okay.
A business loan, right?
Yes, this is a business loan. Okay, so let me just give you a very brief highlight and see if that's what you're looking for. So we have two different main programs here that a lot of customers like. We have equipment financing and working capital. Mm-hmm. Equipment financing is just any kind of pieces of equipment that you need for your business. 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. And then also we have a second program. It's called working capital. So it's just a capital. You can use it for whatever you need. So what are you mainly looking for right now?
Oh, I just want to put a kind of maintenance on the truck. I have it right now.
Maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay. How much is the maintenance for?
It could be $25,000.
$25,000? Okay. Okay. And is this what type of truck is it? Like a sleeper truck or is it a tractor?
Tractor is the big one.
Oh, okay. The sleeper truck?
The sleeper truck. They have two bed on it.
Okay, cool. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
The gross?
Gross sales, yes.
And the gross is 205.
205,000?
205 or 200,000, yeah.
Okay, cool. And how's this year going for you so far?
Excuse me?
How's this year going for you so far? Is it about the same? Better?
In the gross?
Uh-huh.
In the gross? Let me look at it, tell you right away.
Okay.
You can give me a little bit.
Okay.
I can pick up right numbers on my phone real quick. I don't know. Like, do you need like any document to provide anything? I don't know what kind of document.
Oh, that's okay. If you don't know on top of your head, I was just wondering if you know. You know, if, are you
oh,
tracking
no,
to
no,
do
I
about the same or better or
right
not
now,
as good?
right now doing it like 94,310.
Okay.
Yeah, 94,000.
Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry. 97,832. That's the total.
Okay, so you're doing about the same as last year then, so far?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And how many trucks do you have? Do you only have one?
Just one. I'm the one operator too, yeah.
Oh, okay, and you drive it. Do you have someone else that works for you, or you're basically one man party?
Yeah, I'm driving, and I'm a driver trainer also. I train the drivers too.
Oh, I see. Are you okay? Are you kind of like a subcontractor, operated?
I'm an owner operator for the CR England. If you heard about it, the big company.
Mm. Sorry, what England?
CR England.
England. Okay.
It's a big company. We are like the biggest the food transportation company in the country.
I see. Okay. Were you in the trucking industry before you started your own LLC?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I started with the sharing in the last 5 years. I've been working in the last 5 years also.
I see. Okay.
When I opened it, and I've been with them.
Okay, that's good. Okay, and then how soon do you need the capital by? Do you have like a mechanic that you're, you know, lined up to fix it?
Well, right now in the truck, I just put into the shop.
Oh, you put in the shop?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're estimating it's going to cost you about 25 grand to fix it?
You know, they didn't give me an estimate, but I know like they're going to come like around somewhere that.
Somewhere around that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be less, could be not, you know. No.
Yeah.
Else, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And do you have any other loans out right now?
Not really. No.
No?
Except like, credit card, a couple credit card bills.
Oh, okay, just credit card. Okay, but you don't have any other, working capital loans or bank
no.
loans right now?
I don't have any loan to them, my business, no.
Oh, okay.
I
have you had...
No,
You never had one before?
I never had any loan for trucking.
Oh, okay.
But I had my private loan like at 115, but I paid off that loan already.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did you buy the truck with cash then? When you first started?
No, this is my second truck. The first truck I've been paid off is a 70. Around 70,000, I've been paid off like everything.
Mm-hmm.
22 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I paid off, and I bought the truck through the CR England.
Mm-hmm.
The second, then after I traded in that truck, and right now
mm-hmm.
I have it. The second truck is just bought it through the Freightliner directly.
I see. Okay. Did you trade in the first truck then to buy the second truck?
Starting to give a lot of trouble. Better to
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sounds like the big trucks give a lot of problems and maintenance is expensive.
Yeah, that because old trucks have 1.3 million miles on it, I put it. So.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that or a little bit
right now,
above?
I check it out. My credit like around 7274.
724?
Yeah, 704, 702, somewhere like that.
Oh, okay.
I track in Equifax all the time.
Okay. So not too bad. That's pretty good. Okay. And then what bank do you normally use right now?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank, okay. Do you have any kind of line of credit with them, or do you just only have credit cards?
Yeah, I have a credit with the U.S. Bank for the truck.
Oh,
truck.
I see. Oh, I see. I see. Okay, cool.
$2,000 limit card system.
And how long has your truck been giving you problems? Did it just start having problems right now and you put it in the shop?
Oh no, I just have a week vacation, then I just come in. I just need to the maintenance. I need to do like every 100,000 miles.
Oh,
So
every
I have
100,000
something.
miles. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, I need to.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, I just
Okay.
bought this truck. It's like not like a, you know, like what for like a February, like maybe 6 months old.
I see. I see. Okay. Cool.
So we run like a 6,000, 100,000 that last 6 months.
I see. Okay. Okay, sounds good. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application, and then what we can do, what we need is just a one-page application, six most recent months of bank statements, so January to June, and then the most recent tax return. And then with that, I can tell you how much you qualify for, how much it's going to cost you in about a day. So it's going to work out for you good because you know your
So
car's already in the shop.
you want my bank statement, my business bank statement, or my personal bank
Yeah,
statement?
business bank statement. Yeah, so where you get
Okay,
your
business.
deposits from into.
Okay, then you want to make sure I get a deposit.
Yeah, so because our loans are primarily based on sales, so basically what we do is we take a look at your sales. We can free up about 10 to 15% of it.
I don't have any sales because I just get the profit directly to my bank because from the CR England.
That's what I mean. So the
Because
deposit,
they will take.
that's your quote unquote sales that you generate from your for your business. Even though you're not selling something, it's just like the income basically.
Yeah, that's whatever you see when I send it to my bank statement, whatever you see in the deposit is going to be like only my net profit after my other expenses gone for the fuel, all other stuff.
Oh, okay, so what you get deposit is your net profit.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so
Because
the CR
they're going to
England.
deduct. Yes.
Okay, so they deduct gas and they deduct
They deduct
other stuff.
all other, like, fuel tax and all other expenses, the insurance, permits, and all other stuff,
Okay. Do you in that from that you get about 200,000 as your net profit?
I'm in the weekly, or my 200,000,
Like yearly. Like so last year you said you did 205,000. Is that your net
That's
profit?
my gross.
Gross. Okay, cool.
That's my gross.
So, okay, do you get another report that shows what your gross is and then what your net is?
I can send it to my business statement, like my the what is it like I have people are doing the taxes. And or I can send you my last bank, my last pay stub. That one will show up everything.
How about this? Just to save you some time, I'll just start with your bank statements first. I'll take a look at it and then see if what it shows, if it's good for your file, and then if I need more document, then I
Yeah,
can
right.
ask you.
If you look at this way, I told you like my gross right now 97,832, right? My net is they already deposited my account 49,453. That's my net profit went to my bank directly.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. I
So
see.
that's
Can you
the
send me
difference
the report that shows
when I
the
see the.
gross?
Yeah, when I see the my information every weekly they're giving me, I can see like everything on it. So the net check, then after I can see like how much so far they deposit like this year.
I see. I see. Okay, then can you send me a report that shows your gross?
Yeah, that's the page I can send it to you.
Okay.
And like maybe email to you.
Okay, yeah, you can just email to me because I want to make sure to give you credit for your gross and not your net because, you know, that's going to be much lower. And our loans are primarily based on sales, so I just want to make sure, you know, we give you the best file ever.
This statement is old only like this because when I get the new truck, my truck number has been changed. So the first 3 months, the first like a couple, three or 2 months, they didn't show up any income on it because my old truck number has been changed.
Oh, I see. Like your US dot so number?
This is for the new truck, like since I bought the new truck.
Oh, okay. When did you buy the new truck?
It's been in the February, end of the February.
End of February. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
So you need to buy my business. Like how many months you need it?
Just six. Just January to June.
So 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Unless you already have July.
Probably
not. It's too early right now.
What I'm gonna do? It's okay to take a picture and send it to you.
Do you have fax?
I can fax it to you. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I have fax, so you can just do that.
Yo, what's the fax number?
My fax number is it's 1-888 1-888-234-0177.
Okay, I got 1-888-234-0177.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and you want the 6 month bank statement?
Mm-hmm.
And you need my the pay stuff, right?
I don't.
Show up the gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I highlighted like the gross, and I will highlight it like a net until today. Okay.
Okay, that'd be perfect. And then also just the most recent tax return, just the page that shows the gross sales, and then also the page that shows ownership, Schedule C. Just those two.
The C.
Schedule C, yeah. It shows who owns the company.
Okay.
Yep. And then the gross sales page too, the first page, and then that's about it. Yeah.
10-4, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10-4, yeah.
I will send the 2015, the tax. That'd be fine. And you can see everything.
Okay, sounds good. And then also I'll send over the application. I just need you to fill it out and then send it back to me.
Okay. And before you go, like in the top of this, in case if I get the approval, so say like a 25, I ask 25. If I approve it, what's the terms and conditions?
Sure. So what we do is I'm going to get you approved for the biggest amount possible and the longest possible, and the longest possible is 3 years. So just to let you know, we don't go up to, it's because it's cash. So it's that's the longest is 3 years. Most of the time for first time borrow is right about like the 2 year or lower or higher, something like that. And then what we do is I deposit the money into your business checking account, and then you can use it for whatever you want. We don't follow the money. You don't have to report to us. And then from that same account, we do a automatic payment.
Yeah, the same account. It's fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it would be if I put $25,000, how much would be my monthly payment is going to be? To get me the kind of idea.
I can't tell you right now just because a lot of different factors determines how much you're paying per month for your loan, you know, like how long it's going to be, you know, how much interest you qualify for. But what I can tell you, since your credit is pretty good, you'll get a not too bad of a deal. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I can tell you all that once you send everything in, I can probably get you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours at the longest. And then you can decide, you know, what you want, how much, how long, things like that.
Okay, you want me to put the application to them online?
I'll send it to you right now on email. What's your email?
Okay. My first name is P like a Paul, B like a David, and my first name Promil, P-R-O-M-I-L, @yahoo.com.
Okay. Sorry, can you spell that one more? I have P as in Paul, D as in David, and then what's the next part?
Promil, my first name, P-R-O-M-I-L. Okay, I repeat. P like a Paul.
Uh-huh.
B like a David.
Mm-hmm.
B like a Paul again.
Mm-hmm.
R like a Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
O like a orange.
Okay.
M like a Mary. I like India. L like Larry.
Uh-huh.
And @yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. I have it right then. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you right now, and then and you just print it out, fill it out, and then send it back to me. You can take a picture of this one. Okay. That's fine. Or you can fax it since you have a fax machine. Might be easier.
I will fax this whole document for you.
Okay, sounds good. And then let me give you my direct phone number just in case you have any questions. Okay, it's 85.
Is going to directly come to you?
You just put attention to me, J-I-A.
Hold on, attention, A-T-T. And
A-T-T.
What's your name?
J-I-A. Okay, and yeah, so you just put attention to me. And then my direct phone number is 858.
858.
Yep, 779.
779.
04.
2-3. And also another question: if you guys approve this loan, you guys gonna report to my business credit bureau, right?
Yes, just the business credit, not personal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to build up my business credit, also that's why I asked you.
Yeah, it's gonna be a business. Oh, it'll build your business credit.
All right. Thank you. Then I will get this one. As soon as I get your email.
Okay.
Then, I'll get this and I'll fax to you the details. And you can give me a call if they have anything missing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Your name is Gia, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Gia.
Yeah, no problem. I'll look out for your application.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.